What do you suppose is really behind this COVID game? The shot. COVID was invented for the shot, which is a bioweapon, which is going to help reduce the Earth's population by killing people off. People who've taken the shots are not expected to live more than 5 years. And don't take my word for it. Do the research. Again, this is why the Lord is so upset. So I didn't want to give you false information, so I took the time to look up these statistics. And I Googled it basically with the heading, let me see where it is here, is Agenda 2030 about reducing the Earth's population, right? So I Googled that. And what would you think the Google answer is? The United Nations Agenda 2030. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity. It also seeks to strengthen universal peace in larger freedom. We recognize that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. All countries, all stakeholders acting in collaborative partnership will implement this plan. So what they're saying is every member of the UN will influence their nation with this plan. And they're putting it forth as though it's a good thing. We are resolved to free the human race from the tyranny of poverty and want and to heal and secure our planet. We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable, resilient path. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind. Now that's what I found on Google. What they don't mention is the 95% of the population of the Earth which will be destroyed with bioweapons like the COVID vaccine, genocide, wars, riots, poisoned food and water, and drugs engineered by Big Pharma to have so many complications that they end up killing more people than they cure. And people die from the complications of these drugs eventually. And these are all working arms of the United Nations and its kill agenda. Of course, for the good of mankind. And a host of other vehicles to kill innocent men, women, and children. For what? The Earth's population is not overcrowded. And when I used DuckDuckGo as the search engine, I got an entirely different perspective. It says a total world population, 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner, in an interview with Audubon magazine, the present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, but must be met in the present day by the reduction of, guess what, us. In Washington, they're saying there's no way around it at this point. A coalition of scientists announced Thursday that one-third of the world population must die to prevent wide-scale depletion of a planet's resources, and that humankind needs to figure out immediately how it wants to go about killing off more than 2 billion members of its species. Guys, if you use Google to search for the truth, you will likely only get an answer that makes the black cats look like heroes and the rest of us look like wacko conspiracy theorists. And the fact of the matter is, there is plenty of room on this planet for people. Plenty of room. Plenty of food. So it's a total lie made up by bad actors motivated by Satan, who wants to annihilate the whole human race because he hates God and because man was made in God's image, and because God loves us, and Satan can't hurt the Lord directly, but by hurting us, he can hurt the Lord. And that's what the Lord is crying out for right now, why his heart is broken, because of what is about to take place. In carrying it out, they have infected the swabs with Morgellons disease. The worms can be seen in a microscope. They've infected the swabs with Morgellons as well as COVID. Not only that, but many of the masks are also infected with worms, Morgellons disease, and with COVID. It's absolutely unbelievably evil, and people are so oblivious. These are the ones we're praying for. Please forgive this long digression, but I wanted to give you a background on why the Lord is so distraught. He continued, they don't have a clue that their lives are going to come to an abrupt end. The pandemic I allowed was my mercy to get them to look at the shortness of life and to consider that it could happen to them tomorrow. What is so sad is that they swam right into the trap of the black hats in cooperation with demons of fear and panic and received the vaccine that will in time kill them. Yet this again is permitted to get their attention and cry out to me. They do not have decades like you did. Death is at the door. Lord, I do not understand everything as sounding so positive in the Patriot news. From what you were saying, even though it is very well planned as any war could be, there is still a risk of total failure. Didn't you say there would be a spiritual renaissance at some point in time, a time of great conversion throughout the world? He continued, these events will bring about massive conversions, but not without great loss and sorrow. The time of the end is upon you. It can no longer be delayed. Even mitigation is difficult. The scope of evil, the depth of perversion, the preparation of the black hats goes beyond any country's ability to overcome. And here I am, only referring to what can be seen. But I don't know what is going on that I can't see. He continued, the Chinese have been preparing this move for decades. They all but own your country because people have sold land to them. They not only want your resources, but to impose a way of life that is totally godless. Those who are higher up engage in Satan worship, which is well hidden from the public, but is quite real nonetheless. Why do you suppose they are the adrenochrome capital of the world? Why do you suppose they are called the Red Dragon? The appearance to the world is social structure, communism, but the reality, at the very heart, not known or understood by the majority of the people, is the worship of Satan. All you have to do is look at the fruits, and you know he is its origin. And as I mentioned earlier in the series, Karl Marx wrote a love poem to Satan. Jesus continued, please remember, dearest, the timing of the rapture is not my decision. And yet I know it is near, and I grieve terribly for those who will be lost. Many are good people who simply refuse to acknowledge that I am the door to the sheepfold. Others live for their flesh and have no concern for their tomorrow or life after death. They are completely eaten up with acquiring and accomplishing, and they do not allow anything to get in the way, especially religion. The point is, I still need your prayers while you are here on earth for those who will die unprepared for their destinies. They have given it very little thought and avoided it altogether, but it's coming nonetheless, and your prayers for these will make a difference. Will you pray for the unsaved, Claire? Yes, Lord. Could you please give us all a burden for them, please? With or without the burden, I am asking you to pray. I know it makes no sense to you right now, but trust me, your prayers will make the difference and mend my heart of the terrible pain I'm suffering right now. Please, pray for them. And that was the end of his message. And I want to tell you that Ezekiel has been going through some torment, physical torment, victim soul torment, and the Lord's heart is just torn in half. He is suffering terribly. And the reason why is because he knows how many are going to perish and go to hell. Now, there's three more messages after this that will deal with this very subject, because the Blessed Mother came in with a message in the same tone for the situation right now. So I'm going to be posting each one of these one by one. The Lord bless you, dear family. Please, please pray for those who are not thinking about the day of their death. They simply are not considering that they could perish tomorrow. Pray for them. And at the last moment, the Lord will do a mighty work. And as always, the Divine Mercy Chaplet is very powerful for this intention. God bless you, dear ones. Thank you for taking this message to heart.